Didsbury. Didsbury RCMP officers continue to conduct opioid and fentanyl drug enforcement and education in the detachment area. Town council heard at a recent meeting. Those same officers made about 200 of patrols in town during the recent quarter. Detachment Commander Staff Sergeant Stephen Brown updated council on recent activities during the recent council meeting. Didsbury RCMP continues to enforce and educate those who are using or trafficking opioids and other controlled substances, said Brown. This period, October to December, charges of possession of controlled substances were sworn. Other controlled substances were seized and destroyed but charges not laid. A large-scale trafficking investigation was completed in the town of Didsbury, resulting in the trafficker leaving the area. Didsbury RCMP have continued to provide education on these drugs to clients dealt with regularly. We make considerable efforts to make our presence known and to disrupt their operations and relocate. That is particularly what happened in this case. Police continue to offer support to people dealing with addiction issues, he said. Officers conducted 9 recent criminal investigations that resulted in persons being charged, including a man being charged with possession of a firearm, possession of a weapon, possession of stolen property and possession of counterfeit money. Other charges included a man charged with theft of motor vehicle, a woman charged with theft over $5,000, a man charged with assault causing bodily harm, a man charged with flight from police, a criminal harassment charge against a man, and man charged with uttering threats. Officers are continuing efforts to increase visibility in the community, including during evenings and early mornings, he said. Patrols and bar walks and check stops and vehicle stops are continuing, and all members are continuing to be out in the public and making awareness, he said. Approximately 200 proactive patrols were conducted within the town of Didsbury during the reporting period. An impaired driving check stop conducted on November 19 at the intersection of Highway 582 and 20th Avenue saw more than 150 vehicles stopped. His report also included 2023 overall crime statistics for the detachment. There were 410 total criminal code offenses reported in 2023, compared with 374 in 2022. There were 113 persons crimes last year, compared with 95 in 2022, 169 property crimes in 2023, compared with 164 in 2022. Local RCMP officers continue to work with Alberta sheriffs, he said. We have a great working relationship with sheriffs, specifically out of Airdrie to cover this particular area, he said. Didsbury RCMP members attended various community events in recent times, including at the Remembrance Day ceremony and the CPKC holiday train stop, he said. Council accepted Brown's report as information.